Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm not doubling for Marge Simpson this week.
No, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, we let Marge go on vacation.
God.
Yeah. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Team Power, our local John Deere Kubota tractor dealer. Team Power can do pretty much anything you want as far as tractors or ag equipment, lawn care equipment, turf equipment. They can do it all up there. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard. And their phone number is 226-9226, or you can reach them on the web at readingtractors.com. Go up and see them. They got good inventory right now, and they'd be happy to work with you.
Right off of I-5, super convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I was going to give people a congressional hot tip, actually two of them today, because, you know, we have a lot of misconceptions about how the world works. One simple one is that if you call your local congressman's office to talk about the election, whether you like them or they're the same, you know, your same party or not, they can't talk about elections. It's against the law. So they can't tell you how to vote on local propositions. They can't recommend local city council members. They can't do anything if you're unhappy about a mailer that the seated congressman sent out in the mail, or you want him to send out more. They can't do anything regarding elections. So don't call them for that. And when you do call them and they remind you of that, be courteous, say thank you, and go away.
Yeah, don't break out your fabulous vocabulary from another land.
Don't F-bomb them and hang up. It's just silly and rude. I mean, it's a law. They don't have choices. And the other thing, I was reading a thing on Facebook, and somebody was having a difficulty with the Veterans Administration in Texas getting coverage for something. And so people were recommending that they call the congressman in Texas. No. The way it works is you call the congressman where you live because they are your representative. We live in a representative republic, and representing people means we represent you, whether you are in town, out of town, other state, whatever the thing is. Your representative represents you all the time. Your representative represents you all the time. So call home, you know, call your congressperson, and then if they need to reach out to the office that's in the locale where you are, they'll do that for you. But that's kind of how that works.
That's how it works.
So there you go. Two hot tips for you.
Soldering iron in a fifth.
Little known facts that we should have learned in eighth grade, but never did. So, let's see. You can find all the things about We the People. We've been on the air for like 8 years. Not today. I know it feels like it already. It's only been a few minutes, but, you know, not 8 years today. But right around now, it was like October of 2010, and we've got archives stretching back to 2010. They are commercial free. They are no cost for you to listen to. Mm-hmm. A lot of the information still, obviously, is good. Because we're still fighting about immigration and everything else. We've been doing shows about that for years. So you have a ton of information. You can find it all at wethepeopleradio.us. And we have some guests with us that come on periodically to update us on topics where they are subject matter experts. And today we have Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He likes to tell you that, you know, we call him when our guest cancels at the last minute. But due to the fact that he's brought Jim's Stockstill with him
top
today.
Shelf. This time he's
that
top
means
shelf.
I called him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So before we give him a microphone, I just want to get that out there before he throws me under the bus.
He's graduated.
He's moved on. He's an advanced guest now.
He's advanced.
Actually, it was pretty funny. On Monday, I got an email from another guy, Bruce Moran, that we have on frequently, and he said, when you talk to Lyle this weekend, have him talk about blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, we're not talking to him this weekend. We played a replay of him last weekend. You're reading the website wrong. It was like, oh, well, heck, let's call him. yes, we often do groupthink here. If you'd like to be part of the groupthink, my phone number and email, as well as Bill's phone number and email, are on the site at wethepeopleradio.us. There you go. So.
And I always answer my phone when it's on.
Oh, dear God, that's just a massive
when it's in
lie.
My pocket.
Massive lie. You know, where is the phone? Oh, it's at home. Oh,
I left it on a charger.
You know that commercial about mayhem, you know, where he's laying under the seat going warmer, warmer, cold. Yeah, that's Bill's phone. Okay, so don't ask me how that figured in. It's a little rabbit trail we took. Probably won't be the last one either.
Yellowbird.
Yeah. So Dr. Lyle Rapacki has been here before. I actually listed his previous appearances on here so you can click back and see what we've been chatting about. And I guarantee you we always have a good time. There's a lot of laughing. So if you find politics depressing, boring, and tiresome, you know, this is the alternative, actually. it will be fun, and you'll learn something, which is, I think, a good combination. So he's a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist, if you can say that twice fast, since June of 2010. So he beat us to the punch. We didn't show up till October. But he's provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. But he now lives in Texas. So I don't know if he broke up with them or not, or made new friends with Texas. I'm not sure. We'll find out about that. Oh, he sends me all sorts of snazzy updates. Some of them I can send out, some I can't. I don't know. It's really confusing. And Jim, I love it when we've had people on the show named Jim, because we have a great song for people named Jim. And this song fits great for him, too. He is nationally recognized for being a subject matter and security specialist in the area of maritime transportation systems, including but not limited to inland waterways, ports, and outer continental shelf. So pretty much everything we know nothing about. Jim serves on the Intelligence Subcommittee of the U.S. Coast Guard's Gulf of Mexico Area's Maritime Security Committee. He holds a secret clearance, which allows him to receive intelligence briefings and counterterrorism information in matters addressing potential threats to maritime domains in and contiguous with the United States. He graduated with honors in economics and marketing, along with receiving an MBA in international finance. Jim's been busy.
Yeah,
Jim's been very
busy. Boy.
He's held prominent positions in civic organizations and in the marketplace. Always good. You should always spend time in the marketplace, because otherwise you become a government drone, and we all know how that turns out. He served as the district chairman of the Republican Party for the state of Louisiana.
Huh.
So, Jim can be in charge of the red wave today. Got the maritime experience.
The red wave is on the horizon.
Got
I looked
the Republican
out there today,
thing.
And it's right there.
Red
you
wave
can
comes
see it
Tuesday.
Come over it's happening.
All right. All right, fellers. So we basically told you we'd introduce you, and then it's your fault from there. Go ahead.
So before this gets serious, Aaron and Bill and Jim raises the bar here. Let me, in my own little seventh grade level, say thank you for not calling me last night at midnight to see if I'm available today. I just want to say that first off. Secondly,
we're just excited you're going to have daylight savings time now that you're not in Arizona anymore. Now we'll actually know what time zone you're in.
Boy, I tell you, and you know this, Aaron, that threw me off, didn't it? You and I kept going over the watches and times.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think we're 2 hours ahead of you, and oh, my God,
well,
all
was
this
some,
complicated stuff.
Some dipstick was on Coast to Coast last night, kept telling everybody to spring forward. I was like, wow, look out the window.
And then I want to thank Bruce for recommending me. Checks in the mail, Bruce, if you're listening.
It was pretty funny.
And then I want to thank Bill and Aaron again publicly for allowing me to be on the show last week, and I didn't even know I was on the show. And I did get emails going, what a great show, Dr. Lyle. You know, when are you going to be back on? And I'm going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, I guess we should have given you a heads up on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. And even Bruce said, hey, that was a great show. It was funny. And I go, what are you talking about? That's the show you were on last week with Aaron. And I go, these people, I don't know what they're drinking, but... Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Well, we live in California, so, you know, we have a lot of options here.
Jim and I became associated several months ago, and I sent him a check every month to remain associated with me.
I was going
to
say, and after this, you might have wanted to wait longer.
You know, it's only $1.85 a month, but, I mean, it's still a check. I still send the check out.
Aaron, do your checks bounce as much as mine? Even $1.85, they bounce. So it's a question. And
one time.
I get Bruce ahead of time.
You got to get that call ahead. Check the bank.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, this show is crazy. This show is also heading down to that path of about
I know. But you know what? We're going to talk about serious things, and it's so... depressing. We thought we'd call it Barbarians at the Gate, because, we should call it Barbarians at the Gate 2.0.
Bill, Aaron and I talked about this a couple of days ago, and she said, how about Barbarians at the Gate? And I said, what a great timely topic, because that's exactly what I think Jim and I will present on a slew of issues dealing with the caravans, as well as what's taking place politically in our country. And there are barbarians at the gate, and we are under an assault, and it's increasing. It's not going to decrease come, let's see, Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. Let's do Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. It's not going to decrease because the 2020 elections are only so many months and days and weeks and hours away, and they're not going to relent. The Democrats, actually the Social Democrats, Socialist Democrats, Marxists, the idea, and part of it has to do with this caravan, the idea is to collapse the United States, to move us into a new world order, and to do away with our national sovereignty and do away with the Constitution of the United States, except maybe in title somehow, but basically do away with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, do away with our principles and our heritage, and collapse us into the new world order where all nations no longer have sovereignty status. They're all part of a global community. I remember when I first began to discuss this concept with members of the Arizona legislature, and then, as Aaron said, beyond that, to other elected officials, going back to 2010, and they would just scratch their head, and they looked like I was wearing tinfoil hat on my head, because I was talking about a global governance, doing away with our own national sovereignty. Well, here we are, almost on the verge of 2019, and we're also on the doorsteps of having that happen. And if Hillary Clinton had gotten in, I doubt seriously if this show, or at least our conversation today, would be happening. The movement toward the New World Order began right after Reagan left office under George Bush, and it's been a Republican Democrat, and so it really doesn't matter. And what we're having today is a very clear picture evolving of those that choose nationalism versus those that choose globalism. Globalism is part of the Marxist doctrine. Nationalism is what our founders gave us, and the line, if you will, it's becoming more clear every day, and it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, but the line is very clear, and those that support nationalism, the exceptionalism of America, not because we're perfect, but because our Constitution, our Bill of Rights are an exceptional, Declaration of Independence are exceptional documents, ordered by God, by a bunch of men who were imperfect themselves, but understood that we were developing something that had never been seen before in the history of mankind. And so that alone made us exceptional, because we created a government and a form of government, a form of representation that had never been before. And so since those early days, there's been the attack to do away with that. And now, unfortunately, it's in full throttle, and I think that's what we're going to share today. And I know Jim's got tremendous insights, some in juxtaposition to mine, and then others that he brings to the table when we discuss this with other folks. So,
that was
Jim. Why don't I
hold on? Let's. We've got to take a really quick break, and then we'll come right back. And
okay. Sorry, guys.
We will return with the perfect intro song for Jim. And you're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting.
son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
Hey, we're back. Lyle, you were talking about nationalism.
That's for you, Jim.
Yeah, that's for you, Jim. Nationalism versus globalism. And I find it interesting that the left is now making nationalism kind of a dirty word. If you're a nationalist, you support McCarthyism and
Hitler.
Hitler, yeah.
Hitler. Don't forget Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always Hitler.
Got to go with the Nazis. So, yeah, that was a great point.
Well, thanks. That's it for the day.
That's it.
Yeah, over. We're there.
and I
hit my home run.
And for a little free reading.
How come Jim gets a song and I don't? I get buckets. I get called at the last minute. And Jim gets a song.
You know, you can blame your parents for that. There are no songs about people named Lyle that I know of. And I think the Rapaki search is going to be painfully short.
Yeah, the Rapaki search may be hard.
Well, Jim, why don't you butt in here? Yeah.
Aaron, he had mentioned I was in charge of the red wave. Dr. Rapaki told me the only red wave I could talk about is making a distinction between crayfish and crawfish. For us down in Louisiana, it is actually crawfish. We don't know what crayfish are. So I wanted to add that, and now I'm done with my part of the show.
So we all have our little educational moment. It's crawfish. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, most of them think they're bait, but we actually eat those things. But I did want to go back to something that I've taught and to a few classes that Lyle knows and get into one part that's kind of serious, and I'll move on. When we looked at 2016, and we had a choice between, and I'm pretty candid, I'll just say the way it is.
We're pretty politically correct, so
dark
be careful.
Sorceress witch and a warlock.
Nice.
You know, the country kind of rallied around that evangelicals to say either we want a witch or a warlock. But you had the Soros, and we went through dark state, deep state. We went through the media. We went through the DNC, went through some of the intelligence agencies that were compromised, and we know that the polls were so bad they were even calling her Madam President, which is amazing to me that she believed her own lies, so she quit campaigning in some of the key states, so it kind of cost her. But when we look at that, we can see the upset and what Donald Trump had brought, and I want to immediately start with this. We say barbarians at the gate, and I really love that term. Dr. Rabaki and I were speaking to a group the other day, and we used marauders that are coming in, invading this country. Dr. Rabaki had some intelligence that was from various sources he skimmed through, and it was, we made sure it got directly to the president. It got directly to John Bolton, and it got directly to some of those people. And it reminded me of something that happened in January of 2017. There was a booklet that came out in January of 2017 on how to resist Trump, and it's 26 pages long. And I want to just barely read this one paragraph on the introduction of this way to defeat Trump. Note to immigrants and non-citizens, the U.S. Constitution ensures your equal representation for all individuals. And it goes non-citizens through the lack of the right to vote, and it carries three paragraphs. It says that we are obligated to provide anything personally identifiable they need to help them, food, clothing. And you look and you see what's happening today at the borders, and you know it's Soros-funded, and Dr. Rapaki has some other areas where it's funded. this goes back to 2017, and I had sent this to the president before he was inaugurated, and to Governor Pence, and to a couple other people. So this is not a happenstance. This just didn't happen overnight. This has been part of the playbook, and Dr. Rebecca and I talked the other day about Saul Alinsky and, you know, his rules for radicals. I want to, one last paragraph, and then I'll leave it at this. But this is quoting Saul Alinsky on the rules for radicals of what the liberals, alt-left, and the Democrats are following. Quoting him, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, to which is which. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer, Saul Alinsky.
Wow.
Any means justifies the end. So they followed this. Look at Kavanaugh, which was a declaration of war. They have followed this playbook, as Dr. Rapaki said, going back several administrations. It just happened to be the previous eight that it really came into focus, and they made progress because, as he said, I don't need Congress. I need a pen, and I need a telephone. And we see how he tried to change society. And Madam President, who had promised our Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, the Supreme Court, position on the Supreme Court, and they had everything lined up. She had her cabinet members named. It threw them in turmoil. So they have accelerated their war on the United States and have done everything to resist this president. So you take both of those, a manuscript that was put together, funded by Barack Obama, which is a mile away from the White House, and it's the same book they're playing by, and then they go back to this Saul Alinsky rule for radicals, and I'll let Dr. Rapaki say anything from that point.
Well, Aaron and Bill, I believe on a show that we all did a couple months back, I referred to you all the playbook that was being followed by the Democrats, and that's the one that Jim's just now quoting from. But there's another one, and I thought I sent it to you. If not,
yeah,
I apologize
we have it,
on air, and I'll do it.
No, we actually have it posted, and I was looking to see if that was the show we did last week, oddly enough.
Oh, okay. Because those playbooks, there's two of them. One is how to go after Trump and get him out of office, to impeach him and or to nullify. The plan was to have him impeached within 6 months, 9 months of becoming president. Failing to do that, their backup plan was to neuter him in every shape and form. Well, you know, when you began to read that stuff, it didn't make a lot of sense, possibly, because it's like, well, how could you neuter him? How could you stop his administration? We now know, 2 years later, that they had infiltrated the White House and every other agency in the executive branch with Obama holdovers, etc. And they have been very effective at stopping the Trump Make America Great program, or at least slowing it down. And yet, in spite of that, in spite of all of their work, you can take a look at the accomplishments that President Trump has achieved, and it's quite remarkable. And that just throws them into even more of a tizzy, because they don't know what to do. As Jim was pointing out, not only did they have their entire cabinet chosen, and, of course, White House staff, but they were already prepared to pack the Supreme Court, which would have
yeah,
done
that
it.
Was the
that would have been it.
That was the big epic fail on their part.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got to take a really quick break, and then we'll be
yes,
right
ma'am.
Back. All right, we're here with Lyle Rapaki and Jim Stockstill, and all that information can be found at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Be right back. we go. That's what's going on in the caravan today.
Mm-hmm.
That's our. That's the. That was the news right there. All right, men. Where do we go next? I think it was. I think the ball is back in Lyle's court.
Well, since the segue there is on the caravan, let's do a quick maybe update, and then maybe even segue into the next part of the show on that, and Jim can add to this. The caravan is stopped right now in the state of Oaxaca, Mexico, and that's about 600 miles south of our border.
And for all those people looking at a map, that would be Oaxaca or whatever it is.
Yeah, Oaxaca.
It's Oaxaca.
Oaxaca,
so,
Mexico.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm very fortunate to have an asset, an air asset, that has been flying over the caravan the past so many days. And I apologize now, Bill and Aaron, if I either can't answer a question or I'm a little vague. Maybe Jim can then pick up and do a little bit more, but there's just some things that I really can't discuss in real clarity, and I don't mean to be mysterious or weird. It's just I cannot. They're too sensitive. But for the last so many days, several days, I've had an air asset that's been able to fly over, and we've been able to track and take a look at this in real time. Likewise, I've been very fortunate to have a couple of assets embedded in the caravan, and that has helped a lot with what the media is not reporting, or the spin that the Democrat extension media is reporting. The caravan, the main caravan, is stopped in Oaxaca. There's about 10,000 people there. There's a second caravan and a third caravan. There was a fourth caravan, but the fourth and third seem to have teamed up, and they're about a day and a half behind the main caravan. So, in essence, you're going to have three caravans converging on the state of Oaxaca, be like the state of California within the United States. Oaxaca is one state within the country of Mexico. From what we're being told from law enforcement sources and government officials in Mexico, the Mexican president, incoming president, is a very strong ally with President Trump. He wants to partner with the United States. They've already done away with NAFTA as it was brought in by Obama, and they've rewritten it with Canada and Trump taking the lead to make this more equitable for all three nations, but especially for the United States, which was getting screwed under Obama and Bush. The government of Mexico has decided to step in and to do what they can to turn this caravan around and not support it. And one of the first ways they did this is they had several federalities, their Mexican police, state police, and the Mexican military stop any buses, rail lines, and flatbed trucks that had been used to transport these caravan members. They've stopped that. I don't know if something else will pop up here. We're still monitoring everything, but that is what has brought this to a complete stop, much to the shock of the organizers, which are Marxists and globalists. No one saw this coming. There are at least 20 nations represented in this caravan. There's actually more. And you can go to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, website and actually see some of the nations, but some of the more concerning people involved in this are Somalians, Bangladesh, Sri Lankas, people from Haiti, other Middle Eastern countries, Cuba nationalists. This is not a group of Mexicans saying, hey, we want to work and we really want a better life. These are people from across the world who are, for the most part, very hostile. They are globalists in their own right. 80% of this caravan are young males, 16 to maybe 40. I've been reporting, and I sent up to various sources, 16 to 35. I've had to correct that now based on some additional information. So between the ages of 16 and 40, males, and 80% of this caravan. Now, if you just do 80% of 10,000, somebody do the math that's smarter than I. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And that's military age and military fit, and there are gangbangers involved in that. We also know from Department of Homeland Security, who released some information, that there are 270 known criminals in there, and that's based on DHS findings, not anyone else's. That's Department of Homeland Security findings and interviews. People wanted for assault, armed robberies, sexual assault on children, assault with deadly weapons. I got a kick out of it last week when a CNN reporter was trying to rally support for these folks, and he interviewed a person wanted for murder, manslaughter here in the United States. He escaped.
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay,
it's like, oh, oops.
They also interviewed a fellow who was convicted of human trafficking. I mean, he was part of the caravan as well.
Yes. Exactly. So these are not, excuse me, these are not poor little people that want a better life. Not at all. No, not at all. There were more than today now, but there were women and children, but they were mostly the rouge. I'm sure there were some that were well-intended, but for the most part, they were a setup. A lot of them turned around because the males in this caravan turned on the other people in the caravan. Extremely hostile group of people, very angry. There are reports of sidearms, and they've become very adept at Molotov cocktails and rocks and slings.
Well, Cisco's got the whiskey and Poncho's got the wine, so Molotov cocktails for everyone, huh?
Pretty much, yep. And they were mass producing it as a form of weaponry. So, and this is not opinion. This is all stated through federal authorities, both on the United States side and the Mexican side. So it came from very vetted positions, vetted sources. The whole idea here was to get in to the United States, not to go to work, not to become American citizens, but to team up with networks that are already here.
Sure.
And that may be something Jim likes to pick up on.
The other, though, back to the first part, you wouldn't mention anybody from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. I didn't say that, but somebody could have said.
Could have accidentally brought in some Iranian military guard?
Sure. Yeah, the Iranians.
Huh.
But I find two things ironic, that you have over $30 million spent on food and water stations and clothing and porta potties and these things along the way. Yesterday or day before, they reported that on behalf of this caravan, they filed suit against the United States for protecting their border and not allowing them in. And I thought,
how dare we?
What idiot or what fruitcake would do this? And then I realized people who claim to be Indian that are not Indian and people like that that do such things. But it is one of the things that Dr. Rapaki and I surprise people. There are many, and it was very informative, that go down into Mexico and they spend 9 months there. They blend in with the culture. They watch how they dress. They watch their lifestyle. They do everything that they can to mimic that so that they can blend in. So it wasn't an overnight caravan that we decided just to move through. Some of those go into the countries and spend a considerable amount of time to adjust to the culture. And let's say if they're Middle Eastern, to adjust to that culture, and then are able to blend in. But one of the things that's torn apart, as Dr. Rapaki said, is the infighting has caused many of them to turn back and realize this was all a sham to begin with. Some were naive enough to think it was real. In the middle of it is the pedophiles, in the middle of it is rapists, in the middle of it is cold-blooded killers. When they started to realize that children would be safe, they weren't safe, and they started turning back. So in essence, what's left of the different ones, and Dr. Rebecca hadn't even touched on the ones in Europe and other areas, they're doing the same thing. So this is being organized on a worldwide basis, We're simply looking to see the invasion of happening in the United States.
I tell you what, this is the
this is the
stuff that honestly the media just absolutely lies about. But the part where they want to get everybody upside down so that, you know, we're not oppressing poor people. They're just coming here. I mean, the narrative is going to blow up pretty quick if we're just down to, you know, men aged 16 to 40 who have, you know, a lot of them have criminal background. So let's take a really quick break. Otherwise, we'll be up at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rabacki and Jim Stockstill. Phil's doing a little dance over here. Here we go. That's the Spanish portion of the program. You're back. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. All right, Dr. Rabacki, I believe the ball is in your court this time. Deep breath. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
These caravans are made up of military-trained young males, many of whom are carrying weapons of one form or another. This is vetted. This is verified. It's not an opinion. They have now, because they've been stopped in Oaxaca, they're turning extremely hostile and are attacking or attempting to attack the very troops and the federalities, the Mexican police that have sidestepped them there or pushed them to the side. The same thing is happening over in Europe, as Jim mentioned. Simultaneously with this caravan coming northbound into the United States, a caravan of similar nature was taking place in Europe, almost a carbon copy. So once again, that demonstrates what we said at the top of the show, which is the plan is to collapse nationalism in multiple countries, nations across the globe, and to create a global community where there are no nations. There's just one global community and a global government. The UN came out day before Friday and announced that it is their plan, and they are going to double down to have in place a global governance by 2030. When I find the full report, I will send it to you, Aaron and Bill, and you can do with it as you wish. But again, this has been part of their game plan all along. But for them to come out and to be so formal now and to relegate themselves to that becoming a main focal point is something new. And what it says to me, and this is my opinion, but what it says to me is that they are extremely upset, nervous, hateful about Trump's last speech to the UN, which was clearly a presentation to the UN General Assembly about American nationalism, and that his authority, responsibility, loyalty was to America and America first, and as America thrived, so would those that are friends of America. I have his full text. I'll be glad to send that to you also. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see how clear Mr. Trump spoke. And it reminded me again of Mr. Reagan, who also was a nationalist. And the UN has come unglued at the thought that here is this guy who we could have for another 6 years. Is that right? Five and a half years.
Yeah.
Pushing what he's already done and proven in the last 2 years. If you just take a look at these last 2 years, look at where we are today compared to when Obama was contaminating the White House.
Oh yeah, he was.
And it's remarkable.
Yeah, he was. He was going to buy the world a Coke and sing "Kumbaya." Yeah.
Took James Taylor over there.
Yeah, yeah. That was brilliant.
Let me bring in two points. It's amazing that both sides, Klein, Schumer, and some others, have suddenly began to find scripture again and biblical principles
that they
haven't thought about in a long time. So I guess they dusted off Bibles of their staff members and found some scriptures they could use. But one of the things that we found out from Julius on, and it upset them, is we knew that the cabal was together. The media and the whole part of it was one group for one purpose. And I'm going to mention something that I'm going to let Dr. Rapacki expound on it, but Gorsuch was a wake-up call. Kavanaugh was a call to war. When you look at nationalism, and he has made it in his last speeches at his rallies, and it has generated applause and normal, but TPP, NAFTA, his ultimatum to NATO, is exactly as Dr. Rapacki said. These people in Brussels and throughout the world are livid. But let's make something real clear for a lot of the listeners. This election is not about abortion, Roe versus Wade. This election is about adding another person to the Supreme Court. Because what may be coming after November that under classified information, that every time it's classified, it means everybody in the country finds out, it seems like, at least in the past, is you have a Supreme Court that when you have the type of sealed indictments that are waiting that will come out, and it's going to be a reverse of what it was before, with a Hillary Rodham Clinton as president, they were already asking pastors throughout Texas for the sermons, the copy of the sermons, FEMA camps, the whole thing of conspiracy people was actually reality. Now they're looking, and under a person called Q, a lot of intelligence follows this person, male or female, that there are sealed indictments for many of the people that we see on television, many of the people that have served in elected positions in the past that are going to be indicted. And much of this will have to either go through a military tribunal or it will go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So this is not a fight over Roe versus Wade, even though it's Murder Incorporated, Planned Parenthood. This is about what's coming ahead and the people paying the price for the crimes they committed with not only Uranium One, Benghazi, and many of the other things. Listen to Donald Trump. And his whistle or his code word is a storm is coming. Mm-hmm. And you will hear him several times say that, a storm is coming. And he had 23 people in the room the other day with him, exactly 23, 3-2-3, to go with Skull and Bones and that whole group to send them a message. A storm is coming, and it's going to be a storm that you're not going to like. This is an all-out war for them, so no matter the money Soros and others spend, for them it's whether they have a one world government or they get set back another 50 years. I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Lau.
The globalists, again, Republican and Democrat, have been working diligently to change our entire judicial system into a legislative branch. It was never meant to be. Our Constitution doesn't authorize it in any shape or form. And yet, more and more, we have seen examples of courts legislating law versus interpreting law. That was one of the game plans to collapse our Constitution and to turn us into a global institution. The Supreme Court had to be packed. That was the plan with Obama and Hillary. By God's grace, that did not happen. And now we've had two justices chosen that are both constitutionalists, and I believe we're going to see two more in fairly soon succession. That will give the Supreme Court of the United States, for the first time in I don't know how my lifetime, a conservative constitutional foundation. It has not been. Likewise, if you take a look at the work that Mr. Trump has been doing, and even the Department of Justice, they have been finding constitutional-minded people for the federal courts and the district courts, and they have, I may be off on the number here, and I apologize to anyone, I think it's 114 or 144 federal court judges that have been appointed and confirmed, and they're all constitutionalists, because the plan here is to reverse what you all have in California with it, which is the Ninth Circuit of Marxists.
So, and I think even the Ninth Circuit is under scrutiny right now, and could be
we could get a few
changing.
People on that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bill, you're right. There's two justices that they're looking to appoint, and Mr. Trump did not go to Dianne Feinstein or your other Marxist senator out there. Didn't even consult with them. Didn't talk to them at all. And is ready to appoint two justices for that Court of Appeals. So,
but let me ask, before you move through, so that we don't move past the Supreme Court, and this is typical of their playbook, that when they thought they were going to beat Donald Trump, they said he better live up to the results of the election. And they were worried about that. And now we see 2 years after the election, they haven't done that. So they were counting on, with Judge Scalia, people have different thoughts on that, but he deceased. And so he was being able to be replaced. And the one thing I give McConnell credit for, if any, is he held onto the seat. But isn't it amazing that as soon as Kavanaugh went on, our great illustrious former Attorney General Eric Holder, that beacon of truth, now calls it an illegitimate Supreme Court. So that's their next thing, is to say that this Supreme Court, because of Kavanaugh, and the lady just recounted her lies that she had said, but it is now illegitimate.
Yeah, that's...
They get what they want. They try to delegitimize what the people want, the same way they did the election when Trump was elected.
Yeah,
you could never get to 270.
The bad part is they did it with people who were liars.
Yeah, they can't get their way, then nobody gets to play. So we've got to take a hard break.
We're going to get cut off by the news, men, but we're going to come back with you guys. So we're going to be back with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.